Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. March the 6th, Release from Torment.
This week, Derek teaches us about the need for every part of our body to be yielded to God as an instrument of righteousness. Today he shows us how we need to yield our most negative thoughts and feelings to God. For several years, while I was a pastor in London, I had a tremendous struggle against depression that would come over me, weigh upon me, and shut me in. It gave me a sense of hopelessness and failure. Maybe you can identify with this. I fought this situation in every way I knew, but I made no progress. Then I came across Isaiah 61, verse 3, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. As I read those words, the Holy Spirit showed me, that's your problem. It was like a flood of light coming in. I realized I wasn't fighting against myself, but another being, an evil spirit that was tormenting and oppressing me. When I realized that, I was probably 80% of the way to victory. I actually needed only one other scripture, Joel 2, verse 32, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Putting those two scriptures together, I prayed, God, you've shown me that I'm oppressed by a spirit of heaviness. I come to you now, calling on the name of the Lord Jesus. Deliver me. He liberated my mind from that oppressing spirit. Now it was up to me to reprogram my own mind. I'd habitually negative thought patterns, which God showed me to be a denial of my faith in Jesus. It was up to me to retrain my mind. Over a period of several years, every time a negative, pessimistic thought came to me, I would reject it, replacing it with a positive confession from Scripture. Several years later, my whole inner working had changed completely. I was a totally different person. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, for your victory on the cross. I proclaim that I have been released from all torment, and that my members, the parts of my body, are instruments of righteousness, yielded to God for his service and for his glory. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.